So is it the breakthrough that many have called for from the Vatican for many years? Pope Francis has set up a tribunal. It essentially will be there to hear cases of bishops accused of failing to protect their congregants from priests who were abusing them. So it's a specific Vatican body to charge bishops with abuse of office if they failed to take action against priests guilty of abuse. Is it a big breakthrough? What could it mean? Let's ask Francis Sullivan. He is, of course, the head of the Truth, Justice, Healing Council, something set up by the Catholic Church here in Australia to respond to the Royal Commission and other developments. Francis, thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
Francis, is this substantial, what's being announced in the Vatican, do you think?
Oh, yes, it's definitely substantial. I think this Pope is certainly making the steps and bringing in the actions that are, for once and for all, is making clear that bishops need to be accountable not only to the community, but back into Rome and how they manage child sex abuse cases. There can't be any cover-up, there can't be any mishandling, and they'll be judged accordingly by the Vatican.
The body that will do this, the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, of course, I think that's actually the inheritor of the instruments of power that were responsible for the Inquisition, just to give people a bit of history. However, that sort of body has an interesting role. They've already been able to sanction bishops and priests. So what's different about this?
Well, at the end of the day, only the Pope can sack a bishop. And people have been asking across the Catholic Church for a long time now that the church leadership be held to account for how it has handled child sex abuse cases. And we've seen in various inquiries, including the current one in Australia, question marks over that. And only the Pope can intervene, regardless of what others want to do. And now he has put in place the mechanism for that to occur.
And how would it work, Francis? I mean, the two biggest public issues are Cardinal Pell, and then there's Bishop Philip Wilson, who's the head of the Catholic Bishops' Body here at the moment. They are, I mean, no matter what you say for them or against them, they're being looked at by Australian courts and by an Australian Royal Commission. So how would the Vatican body work? Would it only pick up, say, cases like that once they've been dealt with in Australia? How would it work, do you think?
It's possible it may only kick in once there are decisions made by courts. I don't know yet. It's pretty unclear overnight all the details. But clearly there would need to be natural justice occur for everybody involved, including the bishops. And then a process would kick in whereby Rome, and then that means the Pope, can make determinations. There's some criticism, for example, in the United States 3 years ago, a bishop was convicted in how he handled child sex abuse cases, and it took another 2.5 to 3 years for the Vatican to dismiss the bishop, far too long. And I think the Pope is putting in place something that can be much more streamlined once courts have made their decisions.
And of course, there's been no priest or bishop convicted in Australia for covering up or moving an abuser along.
Correct.
Which I assume you think is a problem. Is that something that this body could correct?
Well, firstly, with everybody, natural justice has to apply. And so I'm not sure whether it's a problem or not. Facts have got to speak rather than opinion.
But it would have to be a problem, wouldn't it, Francis? Because there's been a lot of abuse and it's pretty clear that people have been moved along. So self-evident, isn't it, that someone was moving people away from, you know, trying to cover it up?
Well, we've just seen in the Ballarat hearings, there are a lot of those questions that still need to be answered. And I don't want to jump in front of the Royal Commission's findings, but that's exactly why we're having a Royal Commission. But let's just assume that once determinations are made in Royal Commissions and in courts of law, the Vatican will begin its process. And I think what people can take heart from is this is another step along the way that give some meat to the statement by the Pope that there is no place in the Catholic Church for child sex abusers, and he's now making it clear that bishops are accountable for how they handle these cases.
Francis Sullivan is with us from the Truth, Justice, Healing Council, part of the Catholic Church here in Australia. Look, 1300 222 774 is the phone number. The Congregation for Doctrine and Faith, part of the Vatican, is producing this new body that's going to hold bishops accountable if they've moved abusers on. I'm curious, Francis Sullivan, I can see that the American bishops weren't consulted by the Pope as part of this development. Do you know, I mean, were you consulted? Were the Australian bishops consulted? I just wonder if it's effective if the Vatican hasn't been asking people around the world how to deal with it.
Well, the Pope has set up his own papal commission, which yes. have people on it from Australia and elsewhere, and it is chaired by an American cardinal. But look, I don't think it's a bit of a no-brainer, really. I mean, for many years, people have been saying this is the problem that needs to be dealt with, that the church's leadership across the world has, at times, covered up, has moved people from one parish to another, and that enabled them to abuse other people, has denied, and there's been a pathology of that denial. That's characteristic of, unfortunately, how the Catholic Church, at the leadership level, both bishops and congregational leaders, have dealt with this problem. And sure, in the last 20-odd years in Australia, there's been a paradigm shift, but we are still looking at cases back in the 80s and the 70s, and the Royal Commission itself is. So I think it wouldn't have taken much for the Papal Commission and the Pope to know that this issue needs to be addressed and needs to be done in a transparent and rigorous way.
It's just curious to me, Francis, if you say it's a no-brainer to set this up and it's very clear that people were moved on, surely it's obvious that it's happened here. I mean, I'm not saying who should or should not face any charges or who should and shouldn't be held responsible, but it seems to me self-evident from everything we know, from everything we've heard at the Royal Commission, somebody failed to pick these things up. Somebody kept moving abusers on. I mean, it's almost self-evident that there should be punishment that follows. Isn't that what you are saying? And doesn't what you are saying apply to Australia?
Well, you know, it is good that at the start of this Royal Commission, our council advised the church leadership to put out a statement. And in that statement, they made it abundantly clear that there were times when there were cover-ups. There were times when priests were moved from parish to parish, and they openly admitted that. And what they're saying to the Royal Commission is they are cooperating such that the Royal Commission, in its findings, will be clear about that. See, the point about this is we need an independent arbitrator like the Royal Commission, make its determination, not jump in front of it. But of course, penalties should apply. And I noticed the word in the overnight statement by the Vatican is that the bishops will be judged. That's a pretty strong term. And it will mean, I'm sure, that where they have judged to have failed, they'll be removed from their roles.
Would this have happened under the previous Pope, do you think?
I don't think so, actually. I think it's been a slow train coming. And I think this Pope has really accelerated the changes to demonstrate the zero tolerance approach towards this whole area. And he's moved quickly, in relative terms, very quickly. For some of us, it could have been faster. I get that. For survivors and victims, I hope they can see it as a sign that the Catholic Church is really getting its act together.
Francis Sullivan's the CEO of the Truth, Justice, Healing Council. Francis, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks very much.
So that announcement from the Vatican is for a new judicial section created inside the Vatican's Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith. What will it do? It will, this is the quote from the Vatican statement, it will judge bishops with regard to crimes of the abuse of office when connected to the abuse of minors. It's pretty broad, and it's clear that it will include looking at bishops who moved priests from parish to parish when they were guilty of abuse. 1300 222 774. What do you think? Will it make a difference?